your first job, your first real shadow run, was to destroy some blueprints. And you're in the middle of doing that. Okay. Yeah, you just sent one of their street samurai to hell, and you have, it looks like, two remaining after this mana barrier has come down. Or physical barrier, sorry. So up next is one of the two remaining security guards. He is going to, let's say, take a shot. Actually, he's just going to go.
Where is he going to go?
He's
going to
run. He's going to be running towards the entrance. He's about halfway there. Next up is the other guy, and he's going to take a shot at Aviana. Can you roll to see if it hits? Reaction plus intuition. His bullet grazes you. It does no damage.
Oh, bless. I can't afford to take any more of that.
Jesus, you're up.
All right, where am I in relation to everyone else again?
You're standing kind of behind, like, if the barrier was a few feet over towards you from Aviana, you're like maybe 10 feet behind that.
Okay, 10 feet behind that. Because I remember last session I just kicked a guy into a wall.
Yeah.
And like that's the whole thing. That's the only thing I did all combat.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah. But let's see.
And there's currently someone running away towards the entrance of the facility. And there's also someone who just shot Aviana but didn't hurt.
I'm going to chase after the guy running away.
Got it. So you can easily catch up to him.
Yeah. I mean, I figured. I mean,
you're a horse. Well, you're a deer. But whatever. Yeah. And then what are you going to do?
I'm just going to try and, like, pin him.
You're just going to, like, run him over?
Yeah.
All right. Can you give me an unarmed combat roll for that?
Sure thing. It's somewhere on here.
Three hits. You graze him. You manage to pin him.
Okay.
But he's not hurt or anything. He's also not moving. So, top of initiative. Aviana, what do you want to do? There's one person alive near you.
Okay. I'm going to lunge at him.
Okay. And you're gonna attack, I assume?
Yes.
Okay.
So I roll my pool.
Yep, pool for whatever you're attacking with.
Okay. Five hits.
Five hits?
Yep.
You hit him.
Cool.
So add that to, what are you attacking with?
My claws.
Your claws. He's in hell.
Lit.
And there's only the person under Jesus to worry about. I'm assuming you've, like, told people on comm that you hit them. Okay.
Now you're just sitting on
Egg, you're up.
Can I get a bit closer and just kind of shoot the guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can try. What are you using? Your shotgun?
My shotgun. Three.
You hit him.
Cool.
And he's in hell, too.
Cool. Can I use the rest of my movement to start walking towards 8?
You have no more movement.
Oh, okay.
But combat's over.
All right, cool.
I'm going to come out of the shadows.
Initiative is done. Act freely.
Fighting.
Ow!
Yes, I agree. Fighting people is a lot harder when they run away from you and shoot you with guns.
Luckily, Jesus is a horse.
That is an excellent observation. Ow!
Ow!
Indeed.
Did you guys fight or something?
Yeah, no, I got shot. And I sat here turning down barriers so you people could fight.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, in fact, they were invisible barriers, so I understand.
No, the fight.
Oh. Physical barriers are like kind of a shimmery block of air.
Okay.
So you would have been able to see it if you looked hard enough.
Yes. You are not trained well enough to notice something like a physical barrier.
I'm not trained well enough to fight.
Indeed.
Weren't you a cop?
When do cops have to fight?
All the
time. They just shoot them, and then that's the end of the day.
That's true. They say stop or I'll shoot
you're a
as
healer,
they release
right?
bullets.
Yes. I mean,
could
never
I
had
not
to fight
be out
in my life.
Yes.
I have to find where all my shit is.
Okay.
I do not have any healing spells, I believe.
Oh, I think I have some like med kits or some.
Yeah, some of you have med kits.
I know I have like.
Come to me, my children, those who are damaged.
I will not go to
I am not your child.
Come to me.
I would rather
friends.
Die.
Okay. That's fine. Are you guys around me for healing?
Where are you?
I don't need healing.
I mean, you
so
guys
I'm
can
fine.
Move freely now.
Okay.
Yeah, thank I walk you.
Is over. Persimmon okay?
Yeah, Persimmon's fine.
All right.
Oh, did it fall through?
I mean, I want to make the executive decision to say you left Persimmon at home for this one.
All right, cool.
Because it was a higher rank job.
Persimmon cannot die. Persimmon is immortal.
Can he not die?
That is bullshit. I could kill that rat in half a second.
You try.
I think Persimmon could kick your ass.
I do not believe that.
Can I see your sheet for a
true.
Second? Speaking of Persimmon.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Hello, do you have a med kit?
No. I don't
actually. Jesus,
I
say med kit.
I lied. I wanted to gather you here to say I do not have a med kit.
Okay.
You said rating 6 on the med kit, right?
Yeah, rating 6.
How much does that heal? I'm using it.
1 damage.
It heals 6 plus roll your first aid.
My what?
First aid.
Oh, first aid. I thought you said first 8, and I was really confused.
No.
Okay.
I have nothing useful in my kit.
And then...
I'm useless.
Ten.
You don't have no weapons?
Ten.
So 10
I don't have,
total,
like, any inventory.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have any inventory either.
Okay.
Besides
Persimmon. Actually, yeah. So am I good? Yeah, you're good.
Actually,
okay.
No, Persimmon's a contact.
Does that work? Cause she, this is a magical healing, so forget it.
Yeah.
I was thinking, she's a robot, pretty much.
Are any bullets lodged in you?
Yes, very many.
I take my knife and try to take them out.
I do not allow you. Even in my weakened state, I'm more. I'm still more physically powerful.
Okay, then I blow on the wounds.
I wish you wouldn't do that.
I'm listening then.
Please stop blowing on me before I strike you. I attack.
With what?
My hands.
Okay.
I'm just trying to help.
Roll it.
Can I do minimum damage?
I'm gonna die.
Yes.
you have killing hands, so you can switch between physical and stun.
Okay,
as needed.
I will turn off my killing hands and give him a swift punch on the top of the noggin.
Oh, ouch!
I'm gonna have a concussion.
Can I stop him?
It's all stun.
Five hits. You are currently healing yourself,
yeah,
and he's blowing on
you. Yeah,
me.
You can't stop him.
you're being wrapped up by Jesus.
The punch train don't stop. Can you please roll reaction plus intuition to see if it hits?
It didn't help.
One hit.
Oh, yeah, it hits.
I'd like to hit him for minimal damage.
Okay, so add 4 to your damage value. So how many stun? You can pull back if you want.
Yeah, I was gonna knock this man out.
Yeah, you can just do 1 stun as a controlled punch.
Yeah, I'll do 1 stun, but I would like to see how much I could have done. Where is my hand? I'm trying to find my hands.
Alright, your hands.
Oh, unarmed attack, damage 6p.
6p.
So I would have done, 9 stun?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have knocked you clean.
No, I have 10 boxes. You almost would have killed me.
Yeah, but you would have been super dizzy.
You almost would have knocked me out.
Okay.
But now you have 1.
Now you have 1 stun.
Yep.
Pencil.
Okay.
I'll just keep that in mind.
Okay.
Yeah, you're probably not going to get any more stun to this.
Okay. So what is your next course of action?
Head towards 8.
Okay. You and, do you, like, okay.
Is nobody else, like, upset that we murdered these men?
No.
Okay.
Fuck them.
I didn't murder any of them. No, I
They
tried.
Attacked first.
I don't know.
They hurt me.
I don't know if that's exactly true.
They attacked first.
I don't remember, did
no,
they?
No, we attacked first.
They attacked first.
I think we failed a stealth check and had to attack first.
Mm-hmm. No.
Wasn't.
Okay, so we...
It was self-defense.
No, it was not self-defense. If I remember now, they were coming at us, and instead of trying to subdue them, we immediately attacked them with lethal means.
I think that was you, though.
No, I'm specifically the one who did not want to kill them. I doubt it was me who applied lethal force first. I made moves, yes, to try to stun them and incapacitate them. So one of you dickheads shot at them.
I definitely greeted them with a gun.
Yes.
It was either you or me.
I don't think I was first, but I definitely greeted them with a gun.
So you open the door, and tied to this chair, you see a young-ish looking girl, probably late teens. She has duct tape over her mouth, and she's tied to the chair. There's, like, that typical light on top of her. She does not react to you guys entering.
Okay, good thing we killed those assholes.
But what if she was the bad one?
Let's find out.
Can we check to see if she's awake?
Yeah, you can do that.
Good morning.
She doesn't respond.
Okay. Hello, can you speak?
She doesn't respond.
She has
duct tape. Yeah, she has duct tape in her mouth, but she's not reacting.
Okay.
Either.
Does anyone have a clean way to remove duct tape without it hurting?
A knife.
Can you, like, put, like, hot water on it or something?
I flash my claws.
Yank.
No, not yank.
Pull slowly.
She doesn't respond. It just comes off, yeah.
Okay.
But does it look like it
does
should
Does she
hurt?
Have a pulse?
You can check that.
Can Do I? You have a pulse?
It's faint.
Okay.
Wait, are her eyes open?
Yeah. Is she tied to the chair?
Yes.
Okay, can I cut her free?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you see us?
She doesn't respond.
Can
is
you
she,
hear
us? She
doesn't respond.
I knock on her head.
That's rude.
Are you home?
So it's just there's nothing like attached to her in
no,
any way?
No, there's nothing
she's
attached
just
to
tied
her.
To
she's
the chair.
Just yeah, she's tied to the chair. Well, she's been cut free by Aviana.
Yeah.
And she's not responding to anything you guys are doing.
Are you the thing we need to destroy?
At that moment, you hear footsteps behind you.
Hello.
Oh, goodness. There are a lot of you. And you turn around to see two people standing in the doorway.
Who is this?
Who are you?
I don't care about you. Who's this?
Who are you?
That...
Are you going to kill us, actually?
No, we're not going to kill
you. You're
going to
kill her?
No, we're not going to kill her.
Are you, like, part of the people with the dumb walls?
What?
No?
No.
Like the magic walls?
No.
They were annoying.
Okay.
Okay.
And no, we're not going to kill her, although it would kind of be a mercy at this point. Have you guys ever seen a Bunraku puppet?
A what now?
Guess not. The blueprints are in her brain.
Oh, so we do have to destroy her.
No.
You need to tap this thing on her head. I tap the thing on her head.
Oh, shit! No! Oh, fuck! Okay. All right. Great. You know what? Maybe that'll work. You're, I guess, Mushtaq.
Some people call me that.
I'm Chlorakill. Hivemind. Chlorakill says, okay, well, we'll take care of that in a minute, but you should probably get her out of here. I know you're in contact with Hannah.
And Mr. Johnson.
Everyone's in contact with Mr. Johnson.
This one has no pants.
They look very disappointed.
Are you some of Hannah's daughters?
No.
Sisters?
No.
Friends. Who's Hannah?
Hannah's the person that's putting you up in St.
Oh,
Louis.
Oh, okay.
Yes, she is Deviant's mother.
Yes.
Okay.
Actual mother, I believe.
Yeah, Deviant's actual mother, metaphorical brothel mother to pretty much all of the sex workers in St. Louis.
Okay.
So, a protective force.
Are you one of the sex workers?
No.
I just asked that question, but more subtle and less idiotic. You're...
You know what?
Am I the detective?
You know what? Here's the deal. You get her back to Hannah. She'll be able to help.
Fantastic.
Why would we do that?
The girl is already in my arms.
I guess we'll find a way to get those blueprints to our boss.
I have a question. Are they like...
Who's your boss? Because our job here is to...
Destroy them.
Destroy these blueprints. And if you are here to collect the blueprints, I believe that is in direct opposition to our goal.
I know it might not seem like it, but we have something in common.
And what is that?
Our boss is one of yours. And Chlorakill talks directly to you. Chlorakill just kind of smiles. And then they both leave.
I have one question.
Yeah.
The blueprints in her mind, are they like physical blueprints? Does she like have paper in her brain?
Oh my god.
You were like extra dumb today.
Yes. Why would you ask that?
I'm curious.
What is your logic?
3.
Apparently I should be playing even dumber. But
you think these numbers mean anything to me? I'm just doing what comes in my mind.
Yeah, you're playing your character. He really turns off his brain when he's not at work.
I don't have a job.
No. So Chlorakill starts walking over to Mushtaq, who has the girl. Can you roll a perception check for me, actually?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, only you.
I've got good eyeballs.
Good, I hope so.
No, I don't. that was my other Mushtaq. The Mushtaq from the other dimension.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Zero hits.
Okay, you don't notice.
Damn.
But Chlorakil kind of, like, cradles, not cradles, but, like, turns her head away from you, Mushtaq. And she says, look it, there's a data jack here. No, they're not fucking physical blueprints.
I don't know, that jack looks pretty physical to me.
Can I smack him?
Yeah, you can smack him.
Okay. Not painfully.
Okay, so that's you give him a little, like, today. You razz him.
Yeah.
Are you going to get one from every part of the member?
And Chlorophyll just says, that tag you tapped to her forehead deleted the blueprints, which ultimately will help us out, I think.
Ah, good job, Mushtaq.
We did it.
It actually worked.
Don't worry about it. I guess... Don't tell anyone we were here. And she hands you each a cred stick, which has 1,000 Nuyen on it. And while you guys are, like, putting them away, she and Hivemind leave.
Oh, we didn't get to say hi to Hivemind.
Yeah, Hivemind was not in the mood to talk today.
Hivemind, right?
Yeah. I find that hard to believe.
I know. Yeah. Hivemind pops back in and, like, flies a bee around the room. and then leaves. So... And shortly after Hivemind leaves, you guys get a message on your comms through Dojo that gives you the other half of that two-key security pass so you can collect your payout from the Johnson.
Got those results quick. We didn't have to tell him. He just knew that shit was delicious.
Maybe we could have not done this the whole time. Maybe we just could have said we did it.
I mean, we didn't say we did it.
Yeah, we didn't say anything. Huh. Maybe he's just like always watching.
What if he's the girl?
He's always watching. Is Mr. Johnson the girl?
Anyways.
Is he Hivemind?
How do we claim our reward?
You have to do it on the internet.
You go to the box and you click on collect reward.
To the nearest PC cafe.
You can do it on your comm link. Someone has to help you.
I just want the visual aid of, like, we stuck scrunched on a computer and everyone's standing behind them. Okay. Doing little single finger presses.
You can do that when you get back. If you so choose. But especially Egg, Aviana, Blueberry Joy, you guys would all know that, like, you can just do this on your comm link. And it would deposit it to whatever cred stick you guys were using at the time.
Okay.
So what's your next course of action?
I'm going to teach him how to collect his reward.
How much is
right there?
Yeah, right here.
What time is it?
We should wait.
No, we should probably leave.
the time right now is probably, what did I say? You guys met the Johnson at 9. It's probably like close to midnight.
Okay.
The night is young.
For Shadow.
Actually, it's more like close to 11.
Actually, yeah.
Daytime doesn't exist in Shadowrun. We just woke up.
We are nocturnal beasts. So how much did we get from the second half of our mission? Was that the 1,000 Nuyen? No, that was her bribing us.
Yeah, that was a bribe.
Yeah.
You also get 1,000 Nuyen from the mission.
From the Johnson, okay.
From the Johnson. It was going to be 2,000, but you told him he wasn't wearing pants when he clearly was.
Well, I remember that. I think he said that to us.
Some jokes are worth the price.
I do not agree. I do not even care for money.
Do we even spend money? But that joke was not even high quality.
Yeah, you do spend money in this game. Okay.
Where's the comedic timing?
Okay. What's up? Yep.
Let's go back to Hannah. We should probably take her back to Hannah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're still holding her, so you can't exactly, like, do your...
Yes, I was just... I tilted my head down and had someone press the button for me.
If you wish to put her on Jesus' back, feel free.
Is that, like... Will she, like, slip off or something?
Maybe. Does Jesus have a seatbelt?
You do not have a saddle. I will hold her.
sit on Jesus?
I will not ride Jesus. He is my comrade, not my pet.
What's up?
He's not a beast of burden.
Before we go back?
I hop on Jesus' back.
Okay, it's kind of cute when she does it.
So Blueberry Joy wants to stop at...
Yeah, can we have, like, a clothing store?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, there's one open.
All right, cool.
It's called Fuck Hand McBuy.
I was going to buy a pair of pants.
Wait, why?
Oh, you know why. We all know why.
A pair of pants from, like, Neo Sears.
Cool.
Sears 2.
It's just in the off chance we meet that Johnson again, he's going to be ready.
Oh, okay.
You have a pair of nice pants. Please deduct 50 Nuyen from your total.
Thank you.
T- Two Hannahs.
Okay, you guys are there.
Fuck.
Spinning newspaper.
So what do you guys do?
Curtain.
You're like outside.
It's like midnight.
It's like 11:30.
Hello, Hannah. We have a special delivery for you.
We have a puppet.
You're shouting at the building.
I hold her up like a boombox.
Hannah, I have something I've always wanted to tell you.
You're like fucking knocking on the garage bay doors, and Deviant comes down. She's like, "What the fuck are you guys doing? It's midnight."
Where's Hannah? I have to tell her something.
I thought Shadowrunners never sleep.
Well, I'm trying to.
Oh,
why?
Why?
Because I'm
the day
tired.
Has just begun.
We have a puppet.
What?
A person.
Shit. Okay, bring her downstairs. You follow Deviant downstairs, like down below, a couple floors below where you guys are staying. And she opens the door to like almost an operating room. It says put her there.
So yeah. I place her upon the table.
Okay. She takes out her comm link and she starts looking through her contacts. And she calls one of her contacts. And says, all right, well, they'll be here in a little bit. I think you guys should rest up.
But some information in case it is useful.
Yeah.
She was a part of our mission.
Okay.
We were sent to delete blueprints that exist in your brain. We use this Kajigger to...
Do you mind if I take that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I hand it to her, and I say, we tapped this on her head and supposedly deleted them. Hopefully that didn't fry her brain or anything.
No, yeah, the mission was fine. She's okay.
Doesn't look okay.
Well, she's not like okay, but she'll be okay. I called over a pretty good cyberware doctor. Or cyber...
Doctor.
Cyber doctor.
Alright. Well, we'll be upstairs. Let us know if you need anything.
Yeah, I'll let you know. And she... sees you guys to the stairs, stairway, and closes the door behind you.
I go to bed.
Okay.
To sweep off my wounds, which I never healed. I just realized I probably bled on the ground.
Everywhere.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot.
I make tea.
Okay.
Jesus, would you like tea?
Yes, please.
Would everybody else like tea?
Actually.
You guys are going to have a nice, like, tea side chat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm all healed up, so I'm good.
These teacups are really small.
I got hit by two people.
I have to, like, fist them. I have to fist down the tea.
Here's your teacup.
Thank you.
Let me go to bed.
What kind of tea is it?
Herbal.
Isn't that like a cat? I'm actually not a tea guy. Is that like a specific type of tea? I thought that was like a broad category.
It is a broad category. Okay. Probably like a fruity herbal mix.
Okay.
Okay.
Me and Persimmon, we pass and we meet eyes, as only warriors do.
I love this. And Persimmon, like, you swore you could, you saw him nod at you, out of respect.
Yes.
Okay, so it's body times two. Yeah.
Is that how much I heal or I roll?
Yeah, the number of hits is how much you heal.
Oh, fantastic. Body times two.
Yep.
I heal for six.
All right.
Okay. I'm still at minus one.
Okay. So yeah, you guys sleep. Heal up some damage. Yeah, if anyone has damage, do that two times body test whenever you take a long rest.
So you don't have stun damage anymore?
No. Nope. I don't have any damage.
Yeah,
no
your
one
stun
hit
damage
Jesus.
Is gone.
No one hit me either.
Did we acquire any karma for our mission?
You got two.
Two karma.
Yeah.
So you guys have decided to, like, pretty much save this girl.
Yeah.
And Deviant called over a cyberware professional, let's say. To take a look at her, like, status.
Mm-hmm.
So, She's they've been up with that all night.
I was just about to ask what her name was.
Oh, the name of the girl. Well, you don't know yet.
Yeah, we have to ask her when she's better.
What is your name?
She cannot speak.
What is your name?
Is it mute?
We'll call her Penelope.
Okay, so it's the next morning. You guys are awake. What are you doing?
I go back to sleep.
More tea.
Okay.
I go up and see...
You go down. No. No? Okay.
I said down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I get up.
I go down to see the girl.
Okay, you go down to check, like, touch base with Deviant?
Yes.
Does anyone else go, or is it just Mushtalk?
I bring her tea.
I'll go.
Sure.
Okay.
I like ruining conversations.
I bring persimmon.
All right. So you have, a thermos full of tea for Deviant, and whoever else is down there. She meets you guys at the door. Oh, yeah. Thanks for coming down, guys. Come on. I have some things to tell you that we found out.
I hand her tea.
Oh, did you make this for us?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. That's awfully kind. And she like, holds it.
All of us are awful. Just most of us.
Okay.
What are you referring to?
Well, be nice. And she leads you guys into the, kind of makeshift operating room that you put the girl on the table in. And she taps, you see this kind of, almost sickly looking elf, with tools over the girl, poking around and stuff. Deviant taps them on the shoulder and says, Architect, these are the people that brought her in. And he turns around and he says, thank you for coming. And thank you for bringing her here. She wouldn't have made it much longer if she hadn't been brought.
So I don't know anything about puppets, but it reminds me of some foul shit you can do with blood magic. It's just blood magic.
You're on the right track.
I know, I smells me some blood magic, so I smells me.
In this particular city, we have a gang known as the Serpents. They deal almost exclusively in blood magic. Don't jump the gun on me, please.
What? Sorry, I was picturing slaughtering an entire gang.
I'm gonna need you to cool it for just a moment.
Okay.
I rub his back.
Oh, yes, thank you.
He says, this girl in particular was one of the traffickers they used for bringing illegal talismans from Tir na n'og into St. Louis specifically. The blueprints were... She was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. Unfortunately, I think she is going to be okay. It's going to take some time, though. The Serpents, though, I don't have any connections to them personally. I don't think Deviant does either. And he looks over at Deviant. She shakes her head. And he says, if you'd like to pursue them, I have a place you can start. And he gives you the name of a casino. So the casino is called Atlas Sprawl.
Atlas Sprawl. I don't have a pen.
Is it Atlas or Atlas?
Atlas, like the map book.
Okay, so it's not like the game designers?
Yes.
I'm surprised you didn't name it Fuckhand McMikes.
It's a franchise.
Fuckhand McSprawl.
Huh?
Fuckhand McSprawl.
Fuckhand McSprawl. Ew. Gross.
It's one of many fuckhand locations.
One of many fine fuckhand establishments.
Cool, that decided to give me a perfect amount of time to take notes.
What was it, Atlas?
What is it actually Sprawl. Called?
It's a casino tied to the Serpents, a gang of blood magics.
Yeah. They're Atlas. Blood magic talismongers.
Yes.
Atlas
is Sprawl.
Yeah. Actually, can you do a gang knowledge roll for me?
Do I have something like that?
I know about street drugs.
This is not your area of expertise.
I also know about art and the French language.
Does this count as a awakened hangout?
You can see if they have any.
Okay. Or wait. Ghost cartel.
Okay.
No, not ghost cartel.
My only knowledge skill is like magical.
Is this
threats.
A DIY skill?
I get plus 2 if they're from Manhattan.
Yeah, but we're not in Manhattan.
I know. 1, 2, 3 hits.
3 hits? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wait. 2 on that one.
2. There is an awakened hangout in St. Louis that belongs to the Serpents, but you don't know where it is.
Damn.
Blueberry Joy, you do know that the Serpents, they have a chapter in Manhattan, but they're not very, like, prominent or active. It's mostly in the St. Louis area because of its ties to blood magic. And you know that they're known, at least in St. Louis, among other gangs, for the amount of philanthropy they do. Yeah, they're also structured kind of like a mob thing. Architect kind of turns back and is, like, looking at her eyes and seeing exactly, like, what kind of cyberware she has. And if they can try and, like, bring back her consciousness a little bit.
What kind does she have?
She has a lot.
Hey, okay. She's like me.
Yeah. She's, like, pretty much has no essence.
Oh.
Oh, same.
You guys have a lead.
Let's not take it and do other things.
Let's go to the casino. Should we go to the casino?
Nah.
That's up to you guys.
Let's go to a different casino. I don't want to fight anyone.
That's a solid point.
Should we go to Mapland instead?
What's Mapland?
I don't know. It sounds like Atlas Sprawl, but with different words. And now it sounds like a theme park.
Sure.
Okay. I'm struggling because it's been a while and I'm struggling to remember exactly why we're here. Are we finally in the city where Oliver is at?
Oliver.
Okay.
Yeah, Oliver, you're finally in the city where Oliver has, like, a strong foothold.
Okay, okay. So,
yeah, you have two kind of options to
Oliver
go.
Left again.
It's possible.
Oliver
so
fled.
We need to, I don't know.
Check Let's make him run.
I would like to catch him.
I'm going to call the casino. And tell them we're coming for
him. If we can take out a larger blood mage, these little fuckers will scurry.
So we should take none of them out and just kill Oliver.
I mean, I would like to take as many along with him, but yes, Oliver is the main goal.
Okay, let's just ask them where he is.
Indeed.
We want to take him out for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And then we poison.
Are you guys having, like, a side huddle in this room?
Sure.
Yeah, we poison his food.
Yeah.
We don't poison it. We just make him, we put flax seeds in it.
Yeah.
And we make him poop a lot. And then we use him in the bathroom to kill him.
Deviant over here is like, while that sounds incredibly funny. And, you know, maybe the less lethal option initially.
Yeah. That toilet's going to be dead, though.
What are we going to do with you? You have, like, a day job.
Not anymore.
No. I don't.
Did you give your 2 weeks, or?
I just left.
I didn't tell them.
They'll let me back. They don't pay me much anyway. I'm not part of the maid force.
All right.
I come and go as I please.
Sure. people have been known to see Oliver at the casino, if you guys want to start there.
You mean with all the other blood magicians?
Yeah, I guess.
Can we get fancy clothes before we go to the casino?
I recommend
idea.
It.
Yeah.
Then we'll look like people. And no, we won't. We have a horse. And a giant monster. And a fucking bird.
Me and Egg, we're good. I can close up my wings.
I'm not a monster.
You look like one to the common people.
He's just a tall man.
I'm just very large.
Unfortunately, you are a deer. We cannot contest that part.
No, you are a horse.
They're at a casino. That's probably all sorts of weird meta-types.
We're in Shadowrun.
Yes.
Of course there's going to be weird people at the casino.
Yeah, I'm
there's
saying.
Already
I'm
weird people.
I'm saying
literally what he was saying.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree. What?
No, Greg, there's going to be weird people at the casino.
I'm saying that I don't think.
It's the opposite of that meme where, like, women say something and then men say something 5 minutes later. Yeah. And it's like, oh, it's a great idea! Yeah.
Fuck. That's just relatable.
Like, I'm gonna agree with you. But, like, antagonizing. What okay. A great fucking idea.
What's your idea? Sorry, I was...
No, we were just talking about how Jesus will totally probably fit in.
Oh, yeah,
because there's going to be a bunch of weirdos there.
Okay.
Maybe you'll find a lady, dear.
No, Jesus is celibate.
Oh, no.
He doesn't have to be if he doesn't want to be.
Does Egg need new clothes?
I don't know. I think that's a really good bit.
I thought you were going to ask if you want to be celibate.
So let us, are we just going to, yeah, we got to go to buy new clothes. We go back to that store where he bought pants.
Deviant looks at the rest of you and says, okay, you'd probably be fine. Maybe, you know, dress it up a little bit.
What?
They're not going to let a detective in the door.
I'm not a detective anymore. I quit.
Yeah, you're dressed like. They don't know that. You're dressed like Sherlock Holmes, my guy.
Are you telling me Sherlock Holmes ever went to a casino?
Yes.
I bet he did.
Prove it.
I don't. That was.
Mushdock, you might be fine, but.
That being said, I would have ties to Tyr Tangier.
Yes.
And that might get them spooked.
Egg. So.
Hi.
Get some clothes.
I'm wearing clothes.
It's a nice clothes.
They're pretty nice.
These are pretty nice.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Make sure he gets some nice clothes.
Yes, the problem is getting him into it. I picture he'll be like a fucking toddler kicking at me. The
pants on. Yeah, you're right.
Can we make that a montage?
Sure. Does anyone have a numbing agent?
Yeah.
A numbing agent.
I just picture it's gonna be
Egg. We'll drug up Egg and then dress him.
Yeah, so it's like the classic dressing room. There's three doors on each side. It's Egg naked. I'm chasing him with a pair of pants. And you know, we're going in and out Scooby Doo style, going through the doors.
Yeah, that's definitely gonna happen.
How are we gonna dress a centaur?
A cape.
Sure.
A cloak.
But it's like a mantle.
Also, is a top man hat. Top?
Top hat.
And a saddle.
Oh my god, can I wear a top hat?
Absolutely.
And a saddle.
Yes.
Can he have a magic wand for chitching needles? No, we need to hide the deer butt.
We're going to hide it with the cape.
Yes.
Does he just have a really large back?
And? It's a hunch.
Can we bring Persimmon?
No.
No, I'll take care of him.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Persimmon's a fucking rat. The goal is to look somewhat nice.
I don't imagine casinos want rats.
They already have them.
Yes.
Deviant kind of looks at Persimmon. Do you have him with you?
Yeah.
Okay. Deviant looks at Persimmon and is like, wait a minute. And she disappears for like a solid 5 minutes.
Oh no.
She comes back and she puts a little bow tie on him. He's still staying with me.
Really got me there, because I was going to heavily disagree. Unless you wash him, at least.
So yeah, now you have suggestions on clothes.
He showered last time.
We're going to wash him again. He's a fucking rat. We've been away from him for several minutes. He's already there.
Right.
I can smell him right now. Or is that you? I can't tell. Either way, yes, let us go to the nice clothes store and buy some nice clothes.
I like my clothes.
It's tough. You know, here's the thing. You can have multiple outfits. It's this crazy idea that every other person in the world uses.
Probably not everyone, but a large majority.
We're going to go to the clothes store.
Okay.
We're going to get some nice fucking clothes.
All right.
Whatever can the they hell be nice but flashy?
Yeah, they're going to be mad obnoxious because it's the future.
Because I thought of a really cool idea.
I can't wait for you guys to have neon ribbing in your clothes.
We're going
to
have like weird shapes. And we're going to look like...
LEDs.
Yeah, we're going to have LEDs.
We're going to have
like,
socks.
Yeah, there is a canonical Shadowrun dress that has like LED strips in the bodice. It's very nice.
In the what?
I wanted to do like a corset lace-up thing, but have it be like the dress colored.
The bottom.
Got it.
I wanted to do like a corset lace-up dress. Yeah. But have it, like, be neon strobe lights.
Yeah, well, we look like the worst, like, runway models.
Yeah, the most pink mohawk.
I'm going to get a white t-shirt.
No, get the t-shirt that has the tuxedo printed on it.
But then all the lights were black lights.
Fuck.
No, I'm just having a tuxedo. The bow tie lights up. It like flashes like a fucking garbage 4th of July.
Spin?
No, it doesn't spin. It just has lights. So it is a bow. Yeah, that's what I'm buying.
Okay, so Deviant sent you guys on your way.
Wait, so are we going to the store now?
Yeah, you guys are going to the store now.
I want platform light-up shoes.
Okay.
Right, I walk in.
Consider it done.
I say, welcome back to my store, to the clerk.
This is... I just work here, man.
Welcome back.
Please don't steal anything.
I paid for my pants earlier.
I know you did.
Welcome back.
My eyes on you.
I mean, yeah, you're...
He goes back to using his phone at the register.
Welcome back.
He's ignoring you. Relatable retail worker. So yeah, what are you guys doing? I mean, what are you like buying for clothes?
Can I speak to your manager?
I am the manager.
I don't believe you.
He flashes his badge and it says manager under his name.
Excuse me.
His name is Horcus Porcus. What are you gonna do about it?
I don't know, Mr. Porcus.
That's right.
Huh. Carry on.
That's right.
Do you have any of those tuxedo shirts?
He pulls one. He, like, disappears. He comes back. That's too small for you.
Fantastic.
Can it light up?
He shines a black light on it.
Thank you.
There's one questionable splotch.
That wasn't what I meant. I'm not going to take the shirt.
All right. He comes back with another one, shines a black light on it. There's nothing. It's too small for you.
Why do you have to do that with your shirts?
You know.
I don't. That's what I'm asking. Can we, like, borrow that to look at the rest of the clothes?
Yeah.
Okay. Here. It's a black light, because apparently that's tradition around here.
I do not know what future people wear.
They wear nothing.
You got me.
I will get nice clothes, whatever that is.
All right.
I will get it for egg as well.
They wear fog lights.
Just all attached to them.
Wait, what did you say?
Fog lights.
Aren't fog lights? Ones? Yeah. Oh. No, they don't have fog lights on them.
They just wear them.
Yeah.
That's what people
wear. It's probably like a straight leg, like nice tuxedo, but the tie is like a screen, so you could put like whatever image you want on it.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's like the generic, like, nice clothes, I think.
I find Jesus a cape.
Huh?
I find Jesus a cape.
Okay.
And it has a trail of dry ice on it.
Oh, shit, that's cool.
Oh, that's
sick.
First, here's what I picture. It's just, it's Jesus. And then you give him the cap, the mask, and the cape of tuxedo mask.
Yeah, but it has the dry ice coming off the trim. Shit, that's cool.
That's actually not too far from what I was imagining.
Nice. Okay.
So Jesus goes around. He takes the cape.
Yeah.
And he finds a top hat, a monocle, and an RGB bow tie.
All right. Is he going to put on a shirt?
No.
No? Okay.
He's just going to stick with all the accessories.
I might recommend, like, just a black one that you roll up the sleeves of, but it's up to you.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay. Because you are going to a casino. They don't want you to be fully naked.
Just mostly.
Yeah, just mostly.
And we put egg in its hand suit.
I resist.
You are right, too.
But it's horrible, just like you. I mean, it matches your skin.
I resist.
Yeah, it's a tan suit.
Okay, what kind of suit would you like to wear then?
I look at my own clothes.
That's not a suit.
That's far from a suit.
We could just leave you home. All right, I agree. It will be fun fucking getting out of your clothes for once and joining us on a mission to kill blood mages.
You might even smell nice.
At a fucking casino. Come on, Egg.
I point at the black one.
Okay.
The black one. There's just one.
Okay, so you get like...
All the other ones are tan suits. There's one black suit.
Which black shots, fuck. Oh, no.
Can you please keep it down?
We're having fun!
Yeah,
fuck
I can
you.
See that.
God, you motherfucker.
I've been here for 8 hours.
And? I don't care. You're gonna be here for eight more.
You know what? You're right.
You're not getting your blacklight back.
I didn't need it.
Then why did you use it?
You said you wanted something that glowed.
That doesn't count.
Can I have it back then?
No.
Can you please hurry up and get out of my store?
No.
I hate this guy. For razzing the manager.
I hate this guy. He's insufferable.
Fight him. Shoot him.
Oh, I'm not going to shoot him.
Why not?
He hasn't done anything.
So Egg, do you want just like a black suit?
Yep.
Okay. Black or white shirt? Or a different color?
Green.
Oh, you want like a dark green shirt?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can live with that.
Okay.
I couldn't live with a black shirt, though.
Why not?
There's a whole tattoo of a black shirt.
That's too cheesy.
Too much.
Yeah. That's what the Johnson was dressed in.
You should put pants on, though.
He had pants
on. The Johnson didn't.
I do have pants on.
Yeah. Unlike the Johnson.
Unlike
Jesus doesn't have pants on.
Jesus
does what he wants.
How would Jesus put pants on?
Like this? All right. Now that we've done that, what did you end up getting? Just the platforms so far?
they're like very high. They're boots, and then I got a black corset dress with the lacing that's neon on the back.
Okay.
And there is a.
Is it like a high low corset dress?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's the I forgot the word for it. Petticoats are purple.
Oh, okay. Cool. Egg is wearing a black suit. What color is your tie?
I'm not wearing one.
Okay. That's fine. Okay. So you have, like, probably the top couple of buttons unbuttoned.
I'm also going to get a bougie black fur.
Oh,
just for this occasion.
Yeah, do it. Your outfit's probably about, like, 450 Nguyen.
Okay.
Blueberry Joy, what are you getting?
The tuxedo shirt and jeans.
Okay. You said 450.
It's actually like 35. 35 million.
Okay, can I? No.
Do you have to pay for the blacklight?
Okay. No, I'm stealing
it. No, that's free of charge. Mushtaq, you got the suit and the tie.
Yes.
That's going to be, I'm going to say 225 Nguyen.
Okay.
Same for you.
225?
Yep. And Jesus, yours is probably another like 450. Let's go 475. The dry ice is custom.
Alright.
And they had to do a bit of tailoring on your cloak.
Fair.
Yeah. So that it kind of drapes correctly around your deer butt. The shirt fits fine though. No tailoring needed.
For some reason.
Well, it's just a normal human torso.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's go gamble.
Indeed. All right, so you call an Uber.
Neo Uber?
Yeah, like Neo Uber, but they have helicopters now. Do you want to take a helicopter?
I want an XL helicopter. I want a military grade helicopter.
Jesus is not paying for that.
Okay.
The cargo plane.
None of us are.
No, we're jumping. Is the helicopter open on the sides? Within
walking distance.
Oh, okay, we'll walk.
That's a joke. All right.
I want to take an Uber, but not a helicopter.
Walking distance.
I don't care.
Okay.
I want to go in style.
All right. You take the Uber
SUV. I get
SUV.
The cheapest Uber, the one that does not look stylish. It's like a fucking gold ass Honda.
For Aviana. the like 2075 Uber SUV pulls up. You've rented it all out. It's 20 Nguyen.
Okay.
And you enter.
I also fix my hair. It is now long and brunette. And bouncy.
Okay.
You can just change like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fiber optic, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Very cool.
So
I tie my crazy mane of dreads into a clean ponytail.
Okay.
Of dreads.
Okay. How are the rest? Well, you're getting the shitty Uber.
Wait, are y'all not taking the same Uber?
You can all take the same Uber.
Okay, yeah.
I would like to take the nice Uber. He can keep his shitty Uber.
I take the shitty Uber.
Wait, we're all taking the same one.
Yeah, you're all taking the
There's
same
no one. Choice. Yeah.
all taking the same Uber, like, two blocks over to this casino. You pull up, and you get out, and you are met at the door by a bodyguard.
Hello, sir. I would like to gamble my life savings away. In hopes to make it more.
He's very honest.
All of us roll etiquette?
That's forward. I respect it. No, just Blueberry Joy.
Okay. No hits!
Nice. Care to rephrase, sir? He looks you up and down.
I'd like to spend money at your establishment.
One more time.
How's your day?
Fine, thanks. And he lets you in. Jeez, I thought that etiquette roll was going to go a lot better. No. Or that you'd have etiquette, maybe.
I do have etiquette. This game, I can't roll anything in this game.
Wait, what is your etiquette at?
Six.
So yeah, you guys are in the casino, I guess. Yeah, he just looks at the rest of your group and says, fine, and he lets you in.
Yeah, I mean, he is the one wearing the fucking tuxedo shirt and jeans. So it makes sense that he would stop at the door. Do you still have your sunglasses on?
Did I have sunglasses on?
I thought you were just fucking... What's his name? Jenner. Jensen.
Oh, no, that was my old one.
Okay.
Practically the same thing, but less techie.
Okay. So, you're in the casino.
That was Blueberry Joy 1.
Okay, V1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna... That's a nice looking slot machine there. I want to pull the side of it.
You're talking to nobody.
I know.
I'm well aware. The entire time in my head, I'm just picturing Jensen being a dumbass. That makes it way funnier.
Picture...
Just Adam Jensen fucking rolling down the stairs.
You know, yeah, no, keep picturing that. That's funny.
Fucking sliding on the stairs on his butt.
So you go to a slot machine.
I put in a penny.
Okay, great.
Is this enough?
Pennies.
Yeah, they still have two slots.
Okay, cool.
Well, it's like one nuyen. You tap your thing.
I put one nuyen in.
Cool. You win two.
Ha! I'm leaving. Okay. I've come up on top.
You leave.
Sounds about right.
It's the only thing I'll win. Guys, I made one nuyen.
You're like, looking out.
Yes, I'm spying.
Yeah. What like,
I
area
spy
are you
with
in?
My little eye. I guess I would... let's think. Where would I be most likely to... I'm probably going to go to the card tables specifically.
Okay. Yeah, there's, like, a whole floor of card tables.
Yeah.
So, you're just walking around. You're going from table to table watching the games. What?
I'm just thinking of potential bits.
Okay. anyone else?
Jesus also keeps an eye out for people with serpent tattoos.
Otherwise,
although
I did not ask.
Perusing.
Wait.
I call. Well, this might be a long time for that. Forget it. I do not call her because I do not know how to speak quietly, and I am in a public setting. And I was going to ask her about the people who are currently.
I mean, you can
in
go
the
to
room.
The bathroom. They're private stalls.
Interesting. I shall do so.
It's a casino, nothing.
It's true.
No, this is the future. They're private, gender-neutral bathrooms.
Fantastic. The future is great. Anyways, I go to the bathroom and I say, I call Deviant.
Okay. Hey, what's up?
Hello!
Oh my god. she like, like turns out her volume a lot.
It is I, Mooshtok.
Yeah, I can tell.
Oh, does it let you know before
yeah,
I call?
Yeah, it does.
That is amazing. Anyways,
yeah.
So I probably should have asked this before coming here.
Okay.
But alas, the idiocy of my party leads me to also make dumb decisions.
You talk a lot of shit about them, but go on.
I do not like, anyways.
Do we hear
do
this?
Do we know any, are there
He's
any?
He's in the bathroom by himself. No, you don't hear
I
this.
I have really good ears.
I want you to roll an audio perception tech.
Yeah, maybe
check,
he
please.
Fucked up, hit a button on his comm and broadcast to all
are
of us.
Are those ears?
No. Yeah, roll your audio perception to see if you can hear this conversation.
Is that a separate skill?
Yeah, roll your perception, and if you have a proficiency in audio, add that.
I don't think I have a proficiency in audio.
Okay.
Is that even a thing?
Congratulations.
It's like how you have your Manhattan thing.
Yeah.
Oh. Similar concept.
I know English. Does that help?
No.
Because he's speaking English.
What's Orzet?
Orc language.
Oh, okay. That can't help me.
Four hits.
You don't hear him.
Shit.
Anyways, are there any identifying features for the serpents? Any physical traits and or handshakes slash looks about them?
As far as handshakes go, no. As far as physical, usually a tattoo at the nape of their neck.
Nape of the neck. Okay. I will be unsuspicious as I look at their necks.
However, a lot of them like to keep it covered with collars or sense. Long hair.
Okay. So I will rule out everyone with long, without long hair and without collars.
so and me. Then, what else did you ask?
Or like, do they have, do you know of like any meeting spots within here? Do they prefer a type of game?
Let me see. No, they're into pretty much everything. Okay. Nothing specific.
Okay. I will keep an eye out. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck.
I had to back out.
Okay.
I did not wash my hands.
Gross.
I did not use the bathroom.
All right, fine.
Still a little gross.
The door's dirty enough.
It's still a little gross.
I go back and wash my hands after I realize that the door handles probably go... Although, are there even door handles in the future?
Or do
I
say
everything's an automatic
Everything's
door.
Automatic. Anyways, I wash my hands anyways.
Okay. All right.
I look around.
Okay. Do a visual perception.
Okay, I got one hit.
I lied. You don't see any.
Damn. Would anyone else like to do anything?
I go to the bar.
Okay.
Is there anyone at the bar?
There are a few people. It's like what time is it?
Oh, did you relay this info to us?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's only nighttime.
Can't tell. Casinos don't have windows.
You're right.
Clocks. That's
You know what? It's yeah, like that's right. 4 o'clock in the afternoon. There's almost no one at the bar.
Okay.
A bartender's
on
there.
On purpose.
Though.
Okay.
So you don't know.
Mm-hmm. So gamble your night away.
Yeah.
I sit and I order something.
Okay. A
Not
bartender.
Not anything too strong.
Okay. A bartender comes up to you. Her name tag says Veronique.
Okay.
And she asks what you're drinking.
I don't know. Surprise me.
Okay. She pours you a dark and stormy. And then puts it on a napkin, and on the napkin says, fourth floor bathroom, meet me. And then there's a little arrow to, like, flip over the napkin.
I flip it over.
Gonna fuck.
Yeah, sure, I guess, if you want.
You gonna fuck.